escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I get lucky. I get lucky every now and then. Every now and then I end up with a joke that that works out. And by the way, courtesy of the joke that worked out, Albert Breer going to join us on the show next week. You want to know why Albert Breer is going to join us on the show next week?
Way to go, you.
Albert Breer, NFL senior reporter at the Monday Morning Quarterback. He is also on Amazon and NFL Prime and NBCS Sports Boston and 985 The Sports Hub in Boston and writes for the Boston Globe and the Dallas Morning News. He is also an NFL Network alum. Albert Breer is going to join the show next week. And let me tell you why. Because yesterday, we were having a very fun conversation, making jokes out of pure respect and nothing else about Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito. We were making jokes about Tommy DeVito because Tommy DeVito got cut by the New York Giants. And he got cut because they got Russell Wilson and they got Jameis Winston and they drafted former Ole Miss running rebel Jackson Dart, who, let's keep it a buck, looked real good in the preseason, Jackson Dart did. Like, we might have another oops Bo Nix situation on our hand. Maybe this guy can go a little bit. So they keep Jackson Dart on the roster. Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito caught the axe. And I said as we were ending the show yesterday that I expect Tommy DeVito is going to land somewhere. He played well enough he can be a backup quarterback in the National Football League. And Zoe said, where? Where does he end up? Who has room after cuts to get to the 53, who has room for Tommy DeVito on the roster? And I, partially as a joke, but also partially not, I said, I know the perfect landing place. New England Patriots. He doesn't have to move that far. It's just right down the road in Boston, Foxborough, Massachusetts. I said, more importantly, if you missed it, there was a clip from a couple of days ago from one Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, a former Patriot himself. A reporter asked Mike Vrabel in a practice press conference, hey, the reports are out there that Jalen Polk, wide receiver for your football team, is going to have surgery that could keep him out for a significant chunk of the season. Do you have any comment on that? And Vrabel said, quote, no. But I would like to find out who the rats are in this football program. Mike Vrabel said, I want to find out who the rats are. To which I responded at the end of the day yesterday. Well, if you need to find out who the rats are, if you want to find a rat, there's only one guy you can call in. Tommy DeVito, huh? You bring in Tommy DeVito, you find out who the damn rat is. And what should happen, nay, hours after I said that, ladies and gentlemen, the New England Patriots have signed Tommy DeVito to their roster. He wanted to find out who the rat is. Well, Tommy DeVito is going to find out who the damn rat is. And he's going to make sure they shut their trap for good. You understand? Albert Greer put up his report yesterday that the Patriots have been awarded quarterback Tommy DeVito on waivers and signed him. I, as a joke on Twitter, just being a smartass. And by the way, if you follow me on social media, you will see that about a week ago. I have taken my social media, and it is now, it's just for the show. Like, I've effectively taken my life off of personal media outside of show-related and sports-related content. So it's just a dumb little joke. I responded to Albert Breer and said, Mike Vrabel said he wanted to find the rats in the program. Then he signs Tommy DeVito. I think you see what's happening here. With a gif of Tony Soprano saying, this is a business. Albert Breer responded and said, quote, this may be the greatest reply tweet I've ever gotten. That tweet, since I put it up, has been retweeted 281 times and has over 7,500 likes on it. Stumbled into a good joke. So then I was like, hey, screw it. Albert, you want to come on the show? And he said yes. So that's I'm looking forward to that. We'll get Albert Breer on the show next week, talk a little National Football League football, get his thoughts on the Carolina Panthers and more. When I get that booked, I'll let you know. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages, it is 7:05 a.m. You have less than 55 minutes until you have got to be to work. You have less than 55 minutes until you have got to sit down and pretend like you care even a little bit about your job. You don't, because at 5:30 p.m., Boise State and USF kick off, and then we've got college football into the evening. It's all I'm looking forward to. It's all you're looking forward to, I know. So, what are you going to do? You're just killing time. You're just trying to make it, man. I understand. So we're going to help you out with that, America. We're going to tell you what you need to know before you get to the office and spend all 8 hours of your workday talking sports and killing time until 5:30 p.m. And that's why we do this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office this morning and start talking sports with your coworkers or your boss or whoever it is you talk sports with. When you do, these are some of the things that you will be talking about today. Let's dive right in with item number one. Mentioned this earlier in the show. We will probably maybe have some more discussion on it later on in the show. I know we certainly will next month when the Ryder Cup rolls around. Keegan Bradley is the captain of this year's American Ryder Cup team. Yesterday, Keegan Bradley named his six captain's picks for next month's Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black in Farmingdale, New York. Keegan Bradley was eligible to select as a captain's pick Keegan Bradley to make the team. Keegan Bradley, was 11th in Ryder Cup points overall. Had Keegan Bradley not been the captain this year, Keegan Bradley would have most certainly and definitively been a captain's pick for the Ryder Cup team. If anybody else was el capitan of this team, Keegan Bradley would be on it. But Keegan Bradley is the captain, and Keegan Bradley did not select Keegan Bradley. Instead, he selected Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, Cam Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Sam Burns as his six picks. Despite having a legitimate case to make the squad, Bradley said yesterday that he decided, quote, a while ago that I wasn't playing, end quote. He said, the last 48 hours we had the team set. We weren't scrambling at all. This was a really tough decision, I will say. There was a point where I was playing. All these guys stepped up in a major way and played their way onto this team, and that's something that I'm really proud of and something I really wanted. The 39-year-old finished, as I mentioned, 11th in the Ryder Cup standings this season. He is the eighth best American in the world rankings. He has won twice in the past 13 months against the best players. Only Scottie Scheffler has more PGA Tour wins in that span. Bradley also went on to say that he wanted to play. Quote, I'm 100% certain this is the right choice, end quote. However, when he said he wanted to play. This one hurt a little bit for a couple of reasons. The first is, I genuinely think Keegan Bradley should be on this team. Just as a golfer and a guy who wants to see Team USA win the Ryder Cup, I think Keegan Bradley, this is why I said if anybody else was the captain, Keegan Bradley would have been on this team. He is one of the eight best American golfers on planet Earth right now. In fact, I have no good reason for him not to be on the team, with one exception. The one exception being that being the captain of the Ryder Cup team, which involves being active for the entire day, two sessions a day, two 18-round holes, 18-hole rounds, pardon me, over 4 days, you got to be very active. And you've got to be making picks about who's going out, who is staying in the clubhouse and in the locker room. And you've got to be doing that while paying attention to 6, 8, 12 guys at a time twice during the days. It's a lot to undertake as a captain. And I would understand if Keegan Bradley said, we got to win this thing, and I want to be dialed in. Here's what I also know. I also know Keegan Bradley has been very outspoken in his past, leading up to being named the Ryder Cup captain last year. Keegan Bradley has been very outspoken about not wanting to play a Ryder Cup, but to play and win a Ryder Cup. He, in fact, at one point after one of the majors earlier this year, when asked about the Ryder Cup, said, it is impossible for me not to think about that, playing and winning a Ryder Cup. On one hand, I'm very disappointed because I think he could have become an American sports legend had he played captain and won the damn thing. But I also understand that if Keegan Bradley, who knows Keegan Bradley better than I do, if Keegan Bradley is looking at it and going, I will be able to be the best captain I can be if I am not splitting half my brain between captaining and half my game between one of the most difficult golf courses on the planet. Grace and whatever. That being said, if we lose this thing by a half a point, if we lose this thing by just a little bit, and we lose it because one of the captain's picks, one of the guys ranked below Keegan Bradley, does not have a weekend, I'm going to be kind of sad. For Keegan Bradley, more than me, but for Keegan Bradley. All right, we'll talk more about that later on. Let's get to item numero dos. I make this number two because we're not going to hang on it very long, primarily because we hung on it very long in the last hour of the show, but I do think it was one of, for the local audience, the three biggest news stories that have happened since yesterday's water cooler cheat sheet. The Carolina Panthers yesterday trading wide receiver Adam Thielen to the Minnesota Vikings. Thielen gets sent along with a fifth-round pick for a seventh-round pick and a fourth-round pick in 2027. The Panthers receive a 2026 fifth and a 2027 fourth. The Vikings get Thielen, a conditional 2026 seventh, and a 2027 fifth-round pick. So effectively, you ended up with one mid-round pick for Adam Thielen. The Vikings will pay the remainder of Thielen's salary for 2025 after they renegotiate for the correct compensation. One of the biggest parts about this that we did not really get into yesterday, mainly because we did not have the financials of the deal yet, was the Vikings picking up the remainder of Thielen's salary means that money comes off the books against the Panthers' payroll. They've got room. However, that room will not kick in until next season. However, what happens next season? Micah Parsons could be available. Trey Hendrickson could be available. There's a lot of big-name free agents next year, and this is a significant chunk of money coming off of the payroll for the Panthers that goes back towards the overall cap number. This frees up Carolina to make a big free agent splash this upcoming offseason. That is a little bit of the value, because I said earlier in the show, the value weight for me is Adam Thielen's value as Bryce Young's security blanket, the guy that BY has built a remarkable rapport up with over the past couple of seasons, versus a fourth round pick 2 years from now. What has better value? And I ran you down the last 10 fourth-round selections of the Carolina Panthers. There are some guys on there, like Chandler Savala, like Trey Boston, who did indeed supply some level of capability, ability. They were an asset for the team. But the overwhelming majority of fourth-round picks made by the Panthers weren't anything in the grand scheme of things. So my thought was, Thielen, in a year that it is absolutely pivotal that Bryce Young continued to grow, because I already think this team is good enough to win the NFC South. Then that says more about the NFC South than the Panthers. But I think it's good enough to win the NFC South. If they get everything right this year and next offseason, I think the Panthers can be a contender next year. I really think next year they are an NFC Conference Championship contender. The problem is, in order to be that, they will need to see the same level of growth, maturity, development, and performance out of Bryce Young all season long that they saw out of the final six games last season. Well, you just took away the primary comfort provider for one Bryce Young. Is the value worth it? If the answer is yes, and I will say this to open it up for hope and optimism. If the answer is yes, and they got this right, Xavier Leggett's catching the ball well. Bryson Tremaine, the young man, the rook that made the seventh wide receiver spot, if he is right, if the cat, Delavon Campbell that they signed yesterday, the former Gamecock who got cut by the Chargers, if he indeed adds value, if they got it right and BY's numbers remain at the beginning of this year what they were at the end of year last year, then I will completely come off of the stance that I'm on right now. But if BY regresses, I will 1,000% blame it on this trade. We'll find out what happens in football season. In Dave we trust, I think, is basically where Panthers fans need to be. All right, let's get very quickly to item number three, and we will talk further about this in the next segment of the show. Had the New York Knicks offered their head coaching job to South Carolina women's coach Dawn Staley, she would have taken it. She said that yesterday on a podcast that she did along with former player and now WNBA star Aliyah Boston and former WNBA great Candace Parker. She said, quote, "I would have had to. It's the New York Knicks. I'm from Philly, but it's the freaking New York Knicks." Instead, the Knicks hired Mike Brown to take that gig. But Dawn Staley said, had the Knicks come a-calling and said, "We'd like to make you the head coach of the New York Knicks, the second most notorious basketball team on the face of the planet," Dawn Staley said yesterday, she would have left the University of South Carolina to make her way to the National Basketball Association. And here's the thing. I'm super glad to have Dawn Staley in the market. I'm super glad to have Dawn Staley in the squad. Why? Because Dawn Staley makes, just by existing, makes this a women's college basketball market. She makes it a women's basketball market. I'm an advocate. I'm selfish. She gives me a reason to talk women's basketball here on the show. Here's the other thing. I absolutely 0% would have blamed her if she got offered the job and took it. If she said, "I've had a great time. Thank you for everything, South Carolina, but I'm up to New York. I'm up to the Big Apple. I'm up to the city that never sleeps." Or is that Vegas? I don't know. Point is, I wouldn't have blamed her if she had taken that job. Now, Dawn Staley went a little further in detail during that podcast yesterday. She said she thinks she talked herself out of the job. She said, "I did interview, and I think it was in a good spot, but I talked myself out of the job." I'm real interested in that, and I'll play that for you when we come back here in just a minute. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The spooky season just about upon us. And ladies and gentlemen, next Friday, September 5th, it is time to celebrate Halloween early. Doesn't matter. Halloween's awesome all the time. With 15 years of fear at Mad World, it is not just South Carolina's number one haunted attraction. It is not just voted annually one of the top 10 haunted attractions in all of America. No, no. It is a fall tradition like no other. Not only do they have over a mile and a half of haunted scenes, including Zombie Outbreak, Pinehurst Asylum, Chainsaw Massacre House, Pirates Revenge, the Carnival of Clowns, Werewolves, and much, much more, but they have escape rooms, carnival games, mini golf, axe throwing, food, bonfire, Roman characters. It is fun for the entire family. Grab your friends and get ready to scream. And don't forget, it is fun entertainment for all ages, including families, adults, teenagers, and the adrenaline junkies at heart, no matter your age. And if you are like me, I'm not too ashamed to admit it. I love Halloween. I also hate being jump scared more than I hate most things on planet Earth. They have the No Scare Medallion for kids or adults who want to see one of the best Halloween attractions in all of these great United States, but not have the clowns and the zombie pirates jumping out in your face. They got the No Scare Medallions. No matter how you want to experience 15 years of fear at Mad World, they've got you covered. All you have to do is go to madworldattractions.com. Madworldattractions.com. Pick up your tickets today, including the VIP that let you skip the line all spooky season long. Madworldattractions.com. It is the 2025 edition of Mad World. Dawn Staley did a podcast yesterday with Aaliyah Boston, her former player turned WNBA star and former WNBA icon and Tennessee basketball legend Candace Parker. I'll play a clip for you. I'll go ahead and let you know it's a little bit longer than we normally play, but I also think it's very important because Dawn Staley said two different things in this conversation. Number one, she did confirm, now we knew this already, that she did indeed interview for the head coaching position of the NBA's New York Knicks. But she also said, and this is the first time I've heard this, that had the Knicks offered her the job, she would have taken it. She would have left South Carolina to go to the league, and she explains why. Then in the second half of this clip, she actually points out not just why she would have taken the job, but she actually says, I think I'm at a cost myself the job. I think I might have cost myself an invitation to become the new head coach of the New York Knicks. It's an interesting take from Dawn Staley. Here's what she had to say. So, there were two takes there from Dawn Staley. The first is she said, look, if they offered me the job, I was going to take it. I would have left South Carolina to head to the NBA. And she said, it wouldn't have just been for me. It would have been for women in sports. It would have been for women to break into the major sports leagues, or if you prefer to call them this, the men's professional sports ranks. I would have done it for women in sports. And we know that that is massively important to Dawn Staley, to be a representative and take the success that she has had coaching three national championship teams, getting real close a handful of other times. We know that it has been important to her to advance women in sports and utilize the platform that she has built, that South Carolina has allowed her to build in order to do that. And she said, look, there are NBA jobs I would not take. And I do think that this is something that I have discussed on the show and in my private life as well. Whether it's Becky Hammon, whether it's Dawn Staley, whether it's whoever, I do believe that at some point, and frankly, I do believe it will happen in my lifetime, I do believe that there will be a female coach in a major men's league in, if not a head coaching position, in a coordinator's role at some point in my lifetime. I would not be shocked if the NBA is the first sports league that decides to let that glass ceiling be shattered. I do think that there is an argument that it might be Major League Baseball because, and this is 1,000% anecdotal, I have found that while there are more women who are football fans than baseball fans, I have also found that when I have been in the orbit of women who are baseball fans, they are baseball fans. They're not like, I'm a fan of this team, right? They're not like, I love the Angels. They are baseball fans. They know the game. And we have seen at various levels of minor league ball, including right here in Greenville, South Carolina, we have seen women who have been in major coaching roles in minor leagues. And that is the step down that path. Well, over the past couple of years, as Becky Hammon, when she was with San Antonio, as Becky Hammon led their summer league team to championships, as Greg Popovich placed her routinely in positions of increasing authority over their time together in San Antonio before she left to go to coach the Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA, who, by the way, 12 wins in a row now, and Asia Wilson had another 30-point game last night, 34 in this one. They are now second in the WNBA standings. As women like that continue to have success, it is an inevitable reality that eventually one of them will get to that point. And it would have, I think, made perfect sense for Dawn Staley to be the woman who shattered that glass ceiling. And I think it would have been, if nothing else, a bit poetic that had Dawn Staley been the one to do it, as much as it would have absolutely been a detriment to the University of South Carolina's women's basketball program, for her to break that glass ceiling and to do so not just in the NBA, but with the New York Knicks of all time, it'd have been cool if nothing else. Would it have worked? I don't know. I'd like to think so. Dawn Staley, you may or may not know this. She knows ball. But I would also point out that Dawn Staley, much like Gino Auriemma, much like Pat Summitt was for a little while there, you have to earn this, but in college sports recruiting, just like in real life, the rich get richer, right? The old expression of the golden rule. The golden rule is he who has the gold makes the rules. But that's the real expression, or at least how it should go. And so if you are a championship caliber team, recruiting the best talent in America, either out of high school or out of the transfer portal, to come play basketball for you is easier than somebody who's getting their start. And it is certainly easier than it would have been with the New York Knicks, where you do not have the roster control that you do over the college sports. So there would have been a world of challenges for one Dawn Staley that would have made, I think would have made coaching that team dramatically more difficult, obviously, than coaching the South Carolina women's team, where she has had so much success over the years that at this point, Dawn doesn't really have to try that hard to get the best talent in America, right? Like they added, I forget her name, but they added the young lady
from Florida State, who was the number one ranked point guard in the portal this year. Dawn Staley didn't even really have to talk to her. Like, one of her players called the girl, was like, hey, you want to come play for the Gamecocks? And she was like, yep, see ya. Girl was averaging like 19 and 8 for Florida State last year. Best portal transfer point guard out there. And she just became a South Carolina player. Dawn doesn't really have to try. All she's got to do is show up in a living room, flash three rings, and the best talent in America is going to want to come play for her to give themselves the best shot, not just to win championships, but how many Gamecocks are not just in but dominating the WNBA right now. On the flip side, Dawn said, I had a couple of questions for the New York Knickerbockers as well. One of them was, do you understand how much this team is going to change if you become the first team to hire a female head coach? The coverage of that team would change. It would no longer be, and this I think is I think Dawn is spot on about this. I think of anything that she would have said to the Knicks, this is probably the one thing that if any of these statements cost her that job, it was this one. The New York Knicks are a brand, much like the LA Lakers. The Lakers, although it's LeBron's team, the only thing bigger than LeBron in LA is the Lakers. This is why the Lakers can have open discussions about shifting to be Luka's team and maybe getting rid of LeBron. And everybody's like, yeah, I get it, right? Like if the Portland Trailblazers had LeBron and they were like, we're thinking about getting rid of LeBron, we'd all be like, yo, what the hell are you doing? But not the Lakers, because they're a brand. The Knicks are a huge brand. They want the Knicks to be front and center like they were last year in the run-up to the Eastern Conference Finals. They want the Knicks to be on the marquee. They want the Knicks to be the team that is not Jalen Brunson, not Karl Anthony Towns, the Knicks. Do you think that would have been the case if Dawn Staley was the head coach? Absolutely not. The only story would have been 2 weeks ago, Jim Powell became the first MLB umpire, female MLB umpire to work MLB games. Who played in those games? Most of you don't remember. Why? Because that was all we talked about. Would have been the same thing for Dawn Staley and the Knicks. I think she would be a wonderful first female coach in a men's professional league. But I also think even though she wants a big, bad job to make that start, the teams that are brands like the Knicks aren't going to be interested in that because it's going to knock their brand. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in a minute. Let's talk some college football. Let's look at the Thursday slate, the impact they'll have on the national picture next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Rob Brown Show, bro, is back on the radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Sup, bruh? Let's get some college football in here, ladies and gentlemen, because it's game night here in America. It's actually game afternoon here in America, 5:30 p.m. Boise State, the Blue Turf Smurfs, number 25 in the country, down at Ray J. Raymond James Stadium in Tampa,
game
Florida.
Evening, right?
5:30 is afternoon.
No, it's evening.
No, it's 5:30 is not evening.
It's afternoon is 12 to 4.
No, yeah, I mean,
and
11 p.m. is afternoon if you're going to look at it that way.
Well, yeah, and 4 to 5:30, I don't know what that is, but 5:30, when people get off of work, it's evening.
At the best, I'll compromise to early evening.
Early evening is still evening.
I'm also just trying to make it sound like there is less hours between here and 5:30 p.m. as there actually is. All right, that's it. That's it. We're still sitting on what, 8.5 hours until we get there? I'm just trying to shorten that time up.
Are you sure?
No, I did that on the fly, so of course I'm not sure. Boise State, number 25 in the country, aiming to go back to the college football playoffs this year as the Group of Five representative. They are the best team in the G5 to make that happen.
They were there last year?
Ashton Janti was there last year.
Oh, okay.
And then there were some other guys that were there as well. They do not, and I've done the research on this just to make sure, they do not have Ashton Janti in this competition. They are only 5.5-point favorites. The over-under in that game set at 61.5, so they're expecting a game in the 30s here between the two teams. Or they expect Boise State to go blow out South Florida, but with the line set at 5.5, one of the, actually I believe it is the closest officially set line that is in a game tonight is Boise State minus 5.5. It looks like they expect a game in the 30s in game number one. My question is, are they looking too much at what Boise State was last year with Ashton Janti, or is this a team that is capable of going down to Ray J and putting 30-plus up on the board? We'll find out.
So can they reload like the big names?
That's the problem. I think Boise State can reload as well as any Group of Five team can reload. No, they're not going to do it like Georgia does. But I think they can reload as well as any G5 team. They can get the best G5 players. Here's the issue.
They're better at it than Notre Dame?
Not a G5 team. Any G5 team. I'm talking Mountain West teams. I'm talking Big Sky teams. I'm talking small conference teams.
Well, anything that's not in the Big Four is just other.
Notre Dame is their own category because while they are not Power Four, they are Power Four. Power Three. Power Two? I don't know. Whatever it is. So the problem that Boise State has, and I don't think this is a hot take, I do not think, even knowing, recognizing nationally how important he was last year, I still don't think people understand how big Ashton Janti was for this team last year. And here's my proof of that. Here's my proof to that. Hey, America, name me any other Boise State player. Just any other player from last year. Just give me a player from last year from the Boise State Blue Turf Smurfs. Can you do it? The answer is probably not. That is how important Ashton Janti was. There are a very few teams that this is true about. Very few teams this is true about. One of those teams is Boise State. Ashton Janti was that team. Like last year, he was that team. You know how I know that? Go back last year to the L's they took. Oregon, which, by the way, was a hell of a football game. Like, let's not pretend that game against Oregon last year wasn't a good football team. They lost that game 34-37 on the road last year. And then I go to the Penn State game. What happened in that Penn State game? Penn State had dudes across the D-line. Now, again, to keep it a buck, Penn State had like three NFL players in their front seven last year. They were exceptional last year. But in that game against Penn State, Ashton Janti was held to not much. Now, the Oregon game was different. Ashton Janti had like 190-something yards and I think three touchdowns in that game against Oregon. But the Oregon Ducks last year were not a team that won or lost on defense. They were a team that won and lost on explosive offense and ball control. They were a team that won and lost by keeping your quarterback on the sideline, by keeping your quarterback on the bench. The one place that your quarterback can't hurt them is when he's sitting on the pine. And that's what Oregon did last year. They kept the ball away from you. They just kept the ball out of your hands so that your best players could not go out there and beat them. The reason that the game was close between Boise and Oregon last year was because the Boise State Blue Turf Smurfs were able to do that to Oregon last year. Ashton Jante had 25 carries. If I told you that the Boise State Broncos last year, great one, had 33 rushes in that game, how many passes do you think they would have thrown? Regular college football game.
20?
Yeah, I think that's fair. They threw it 40 times. They ran 33 times, and they threw it 40. They had 77 plays last year against the Ducks. To put that into comparison, the Ducks had 57 against Boise State. The only reason that Boise State was able to play ball control last year better than Dan Lanning's Ducks, and that was their game. The Ducks were going to have 65-plus plays per game last year. The only reason that Boise State was able to make that close was because they could put the rock into Ashton Jante's gut 25 times for 192 yards and 3 touchdowns, including a 70-yarder. But I go back to that Penn State game from last year. Go back to that Penn State game that they lost in the college football playoffs. Different story. Different story. In that game, Ashton Jante, running into the teeth of dudes like Abdul Carter, Ashton Jante last year had 30 carries and 104 yards, no touchdowns. Now, in fairness, most running backs against Penn State aren't getting the century mark last year, not with the defense that they trotted out. Jante getting 104 yards in that game was impressive. I, however, do have to point out that Penn State was up 17-7 at the half. They were up 24-14 in the third. And they scored an early touchdown. If I recall, it was an early touchdown in the fourth quarter that broke that game open at that point. And a lot of the, I'll say a lot, a significant enough to be discussed chunk of Ashton Jante's yardage in that game against Oregon last year were fourth quarter yards, where the game was effectively out of reach. And basically, Boise State was going, all right, dude, if you pop one for 50 and a touch, we're back into this. If you don't, it wouldn't matter anyway. So we're just going to keep feeding you the rock. And that's what they did. I don't think people understand how important Boise State was, or Ashton Jante was, to Boise State going 12-2 last year to make it into the college football playoffs. Here's the deal. They got to figure out who they are this year. They bring back Maddox Madsen at quarterback, but new running back in Malik Shepard. They only bring back one starting wide receiver, Latrell Capels. Where are you getting that yardage from? Madsen was a dude last year who put up numbers through the air. They averaged 37-plus points per game last year. Who's he throwing the ball to? You got one guy coming back, and everybody's going to know who that one guy is. Now, that's not to say that they won't have figured it out. But again, I've asked the question already. Who's the head coach of Boise State? This team went to the playoffs last year. This was one of the 12 playoff teams in America last year. Who's their head coach? Because I imagine if I did a survey right now with the Armada, and this is not meant to be disrespectful, it's just the reality about Boise State. If I did a survey from the Armada right now, I would be willing to bet that the overwhelming majority of you could not name me Boise State's head coach. They were in the playoff last year. They were 12-2. They almost beat Oregon, who was the consensus number one going into the playoffs. Who's their head coach?
Yeah, you're all looking it up right now. That doesn't count.
Exactly. If you ain't texted by now, you will never, ever, ever text me woo, 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 woo. You have no idea.
I'm purposefully not looking it up.
Spencer Danielson is his name. This is...
Would you have known that without looking it up?
I would, but that's only because I did my full college football preview on BetMGM Tonight last week.
Ah.
And so I taught Boise State because you will also remember that we filled out our predictive 12-team bracket last year. I got the Navy midshipmen as the Group of Five champ this year. I got Navy in. Now, this game tonight matters quite a bit. What other games matter tonight? For Clemson fans, ECU's at NC State. Now, NC State's a 2-touchdown plus the hook favorite over ECU. This should be a game that Dave Doran's Wolfpack walks away with the dub no problem. Why is this interesting for the Clemson Tigers? This is interesting for the Clemson Tigers because I think NC State is in that group of ACC teams that is probably going to be mid. They're probably going to be mid, but maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe Dave Doran's got a little something cooking up there in North Carolina at NC State. Maybe. They bring back C.J. Bailey as their quarterback. They got a cat playing running back this year, Alonzo, named Hollywood Smothers.
I was going to say, yeah, when you said Hollywood, but then Smothers, I don't know, man.
I don't know if he's a tailback or a fullback. The answer is yes.
Could be a lineman. Or a DB.
Yeah. Hollywood Smothers is a DB name.
Yeah.
Playing running back. They bring back, three of their starting five offensive linemen. They bring back their tight end. They bring back two or three starting wide receivers. I don't think this team is going to be in that group of teams like Louisville, like Duke, like Georgia Tech, that at the end of the year makes the ACC look better than y'all give it credit for. But they might be. And if Dave Doran and the Wolfpack make it to the ACC title game, and again, schedule-wise, ECU, Virginia, Wake Forest, Duke. 3-1 to start, because I think Duke can get them. Virginia Tech, Campbell, at Notre Dame, L. There's two losses. Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, there's three. At Miami, maybe four. Georgia Tech, let's say they win that game, North Carolina. This team might be 9-3. If there is a meltdown with Miami, and if I'm wrong about Georgia Tech, and if I'm wrong about Louisville, there's a chance, I don't think it's very likely, there's a chance Dave Doran shows up in the ACC title game. And if he does, and it's against Clemson, this is a rivalry game of sorts. Also playing tonight, the Mizzou Tigers. Important to South Carolina fans. Why? You have to go 5-0 out of the gate if you want a playoff spot, South Carolina. I've been saying that all offseason. I will stand on it today. And one of those first five are the Mizzou Tigers. The Battle of the Columbias is going to be one of the five games that determine if your final seven games matter or not. If you drop one with as tough of a back half of the schedule as you have, if you drop one game in the opening five games, you will not go to the playoffs. And it's not just because, again, I think 10-2 will get you in. Honestly, I think 10-2 for South Carolina would get you in. Even if you're 10-2 and you miss out on the SEC championship game, I think getting SEC brownie points, as you will, we've seen it year after year, 10-2 will get you in. So you can go, wait a minute, Rob, if we go 1-4 through the first five, we can still drop one to the back half. Hey, here's the thing. If you drop one of the first five, and I include Vandy, I include Mizzou, I include Kentucky, if you drop one of those five, you're not a good enough team to go 6-1 down the stretch. If you drop one of the first five, you are not going to be a good enough team to go 1-6 down the stretch to be 10-2. And I also think, as Denton Day said yesterday on the show, 9-3 against your schedule, 9-3 could make you the first 9-3 team to get an at-large bid. It might be good enough. But if you drop one of those first five, I don't think that you can go 5-2 in the back half. We'll talk more about this coming up. Lulu Kessin joins us next on the Rob Brown Show. We'll talk South Carolina. We'll get her thoughts on that. Get her to preview the Virginia Tech game as well. Audio blitz coming up. And then who the hell knows? I'm making it up as I go, as always. You know what's not made up? All of the perfectly real news in the Sports Flash.
The Atlanta Braves snagged another win over Miami yesterday, this time a 12-1 victory. Joey Wentz got the win, going 6.2 innings with only four hits and one run allowed with five strikeouts. Atlanta had 11 hits, including a leadoff home run from Jurickson Profar and shots from Matt Olson, Ozzie Albies, and Michael Harris II. Another game, another win, another Asia Wilson 30-point points in the game. The former Gamecock dropped 34 in an 81-75 win over Atlanta. The Aces' 12th victory in a row, which moves the team to second place in the WNBA. Wilson also had 9 boards and 4 blocks. Kansas City wide receiver Rashee Rice has accepted and will not appeal a 6-game suspension for violating the league's personal conduct policy and will serve the suspension to open the season. Rice was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years probation for his role in a multi-car accident in 2024. Our number 3 of the Rob Brown Show is next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.